This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is real estate investing for you? Hey, but before I get started, I just wanted to just touch base with you folks and let you know that we're going to be starting this new series called 10 Steps to Real Estate Investing Success. And what we're hoping to do or hoping to accomplish in doing this is to present over the next 10 podcasts on our Fun Fact Fridays, at least enough data so that you can assess whether or not real estate investing is for you. And if you are already an investor, there will also be a lot of additional information there about assessing how you can tweak your real estate investing efforts to make them successful. So hopefully you're going to enjoy this, and we're certainly going to enjoy presenting this to you. Let's just jump into our topic. Is real estate investing for you? Now, real estate can be a valuable investment that can compete with, I believe, and even outpace the returns of the stock market. However, the value real estate can offer isn't without risk or effort. If you're considering becoming a real estate investor, or if you're an existing investor and you're just not making it, it's difficult for you, I think that this series will work well for you. So I'm going to be giving in just today an overview of how to assess if it's worth it and if if it is something that can benefit you for your retirement goals, as well as just generating additional cash flow. So some of the benefits, I know we've talked about this in the past, but just as an overview, there isn't one main benefit in investing in real estate. There's really several benefits. And I think all of them working together is what makes it such a worthwhile investment. Similar to stocks, a real estate investment can appreciate or increase in value over time while being a source of cash flow from rental income or mortgage income, or maybe your return on investing in a more passive way. However, unlike stocks, a real estate investment is a tangible asset. And I emphasize that because I think that's an important point. Stocks, you're investing in a company, and that company can just close its doors overnight. A building, for example, isn't going to disappear overnight unless somebody blows it up or something. But anyway, generally, it's a tangible asset, something you can go taste and see, and it has value that can be measured by that asset. And it can also be leveraged while offering significant tax benefits, including depreciation and tax deductions, which can also reduce capital gains. Real estate investors rarely look at one benefit as the sole reason to invest, but rather one or more benefits together. It's not uncommon for investors to achieve double-digit returns. This is very common in real estate investing. Some move into 20% returns, and it's it it's not unheard of. But when other benefits of real estate are factored in, you know, the return is even far greater. So if you look at your tax advantages, you look about the look up the depreciation and some of the write-offs, those numbers just go up exponentially. But there are drawbacks in real estate investing. I don't want to make it sound like, oh, this is the undeniable best investment ever, even though I think it is. But hey, nonetheless, I think it does have some drawbacks, and you got to keep that in mind. It can require, first off, a significant amount of time and work, particularly if you plan to buy, own, and manage property, as I did as an active investor. There are ways to make it more passive, and we can go into that too, and with some of those aspects. But investing in real estate still requires some work. There are some also ongoing costs to owning real estate, which is what most people tend to do, is they tend to buy property and either hold it for a short term or hold it for a long term. But there are costs associated with owning that property and maintaining it. You know, to improve it, to manage the property, to maintain the investment. And, you know, you're going to be paying property tax and insurance on that property. If you own rental property, you're also going to have the added responsibility of working and dealing with tenants. Also, real estate, as with any other investment class, isn't immune to market fluctuations. Both the stock market and real estate are affected by economic recessions. Decreased demand, oversupply, environmental disasters, and vacancies can all negatively impact the investor's bottom line. So is it worth your time? Well, when it comes to real estate investing, there are many different factors to consider. What is involved in becoming a successful real estate investor? There are multiple answers to that question and countless answers on how to best approach real estate as an investment. So I like to first just divide it into two broad categories, and that is passive versus active investing in real estate. Now, real estate investing is not necessarily for everyone. However, I personally tend to think that there is an asset class or a strategy that can appeal to most anybody. But nonetheless, you have to make that assessment. To properly assess whether or not real estate investing is worth it, you should separate real estate investing into those two categories, as I mentioned, passive and active. Now, passive real estate investing is like investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds. You hopefully do your research, you know, as to whether or not it's a good investment. Then you'll write a check, if anyone really does write checks anymore. I don't know if anyone does, but more commonly, you know, transfer or wire funds into that investment. Now, examples of passive real estate, and this is not all inclusive, but you know, some of the more popular are REITs, real estate investment trusts, which you buy like you buy stocks. There's also crowdfunding, where you can invest as little as $10 in buying or investing in real estate properties. Syndication investing, which we've talked about quite a bit here. And there are some other, I would say, kind of borderline passive things like true buy and hold. What it used to be is you'd buy a piece of property and you would just sit on it, you know, or a piece of land, you just sit on it and hopefully sell it later at an increase in price. Notes, deeds, and liens, those have been referred to as passive, but I think they could also be very time intensive if you really do your homework and manage them properly. Even private lending, which generally you just give out a loan and you collect on it, but if they don't pay, you've got some active aspects to it. More active investing will require more of an investment of your time. Examples of active real estate investing strategies include things like wholesaling, flipping, rental properties, mobile home parks, Airbnb and short-term rentals, a commercial property acquisition and management. So those are, again, just a sample. You got passive versus active. So if either active or passive, what are some things that you should consider before building or launching your real estate investment business? Now, here are a few things to consider, and you really should take these to heart. These factors may not apply to everyone's situation, but we find these issues often crop up when people discuss their lack of success. Motive. Why are you investing? Sometimes we call this your why. The first thing you need to do is determine your motive behind that investment. Are you doing it for cash flow? Do you want to create a legacy to hand down to your kids? Do you want a haven from inflation? Or perhaps you see, just as a money-making opportunity that will help you achieve your personal financial goals and dreams. Whatever your motive is, make sure that it aligns with your overall financial goals and objectives. And time is another factor. How much time can you commit? Every real estate business venture requires some level of time involvement, depending on how much you're available to utilize. Some people may want to dedicate a lot of time to learning the ropes and be very active with their investments. Maybe you're retired and you love building things and so forth. You might want to get in there and actively, do some of the flipping rehab and so forth. Others would rather spend as little time as possible, but still generate a good return on their investment. Another factor is inflation. Inflation is a key, especially in today's world, at least as I speak to you right here now on January 18th, inflation is huge. And so in light of inflation, what's your objective? Inflation can be deflationary or inflationary depending on the market. Investing, generally speaking, has been a great hedge against inflation. However, property invested in today potentially can lose value if there's significant inflation. And if you depend on renters, it can directly impact your cash flow because they're the ones that are paying your rent. So if they're having trouble making ends meet, then that might be a huge factor. So when the inflation rate is high, rental income tends to lag. It is vital to prepare accordingly for expected and unexpected inflation when investing in real estate. Then there's the market. What's the value of properties in your area? Real estate pricing can vary significantly depending on location, size, and demand. Suppose you're considering a universal real estate investment such as raw land or apartments. In that case, it's important to conduct research to assess the history of values in the market. Are prices trending up? Is population increasing? How are jobs, services, growth opportunities? It's important to do your due diligence before spending your money on speculative opportunities that might not be viable investments with adequate returns. Planning. Do you have a strategy? And this is something I really stress. You put together an annual strategy every year. It's smart to plan your investing like that. Real estate investment strategies can vary on the type of property and the market in which they exist. Some investors focus on low risk, low return, safer investments like apartment buildings. In contrast, others go flat out for high risk, high return ventures such as ground up construction projects. It's essential to have a plan, though, before you get started to get the best value, even if your investment changes course along the way. If you are considering a loan for your investment property, you might want to really consider doing your research because, high interest rates can bite into your bottom line. Now, granted, you can deduct those interest portions, but on your taxes. But you want to get it. If you want to get cash flow, you want to try to find the best loan products out there. Then there's the legal aspects. What are my rights? Real estate investments fall under real property law, which varies from state to state and location to location. It is essential to learn the laws for commercial and residential real estate investments before you ever invest, just in case something happens later on. Ignorance is not an excuse in the courts. Now, there's also asset classes, market conditions, and capitalization rate. What asset class are you going to invest in? Are there any new laws or legislation that might affect the asset class? How will the market condition affect you? What is your capitalization rate? These are just some good questions you have to ask yourself before beginning with any real estate investment. You can even do a quick Google search to find some professionals willing to help you out while making the most informed decision possible. Keep in mind that they work off commission, so don't pay too much attention to what they say, but you do want to be able to find some folks that can give you a good idea of what rates are and, hopefully third-party analysis as well. So is real estate investing worth it? As an investor, is this a good place to put your money? Investors often look to the stock market for growing an investment portfolio, with, for example, the S&P 500 producing a historical average return of 9 to 10%, there's a clear value to investing in stocks, index funds, or mutual funds. But those looking for diversification of their investments may wonder, you know, is real estate better, or should I diversify with real estate, or even shift some of the funds I have right now in the market into real estate? Real estate can be a valuable investment that can compete with and often outpace the returns of the stock market. However, the value real estate can offer isn't without risk or effort. If you're considering being a real estate investor, find out whether it is for you by using some of these assessment tools I've just mentioned to you. So the bottom line is you need to do your homework before you invest. It's wise, and it's also important to determine you want to be passive or active. What kind of assets would you want to get involved with? How much time do you have? You know, some of those factors that I've already gone over. Bottom line is, you know, a famous quote made popular by the internet states that 90% of millionaires have been created in real estate. I believe it. It's very easy to become a millionaire because millionaires aren't such a big deal anymore because it's not that much money with inflation. But nonetheless, it is still an important fact. 90% of millionaires have been made millionaires by real estate. While this statistic has yet to be verified, it's well known that most high net worth individuals attribute at least a portion of their investment portfolio to real estate. Investing in real estate can have tremendous value and be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Whether real estate investing is worth it is ultimately, whether real estate investing is worth it is ultimately up to you. You're the only one that can make that determination. However, in most cases, the benefits often outweigh the drawbacks and risk. It's really a matter of finding the investment strategy and investment opportunity that makes sense for your financial goals. So in summary, like any other investment, real estate investments have their pros and cons, as I showed here, as you can see. It is crucial to consider the things just mentioned before you move on to serious investments. However, it is always advised to consult with an expert, you know, somebody who is an experienced investor, your CPA, accountant, attorney, before, you know, jumping into investing in real estate to make sure you know what's involved and they know what's involved as you take that step. Well, that's it for now. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including some links that I'm putting in that I haven't referenced yet, but they will help you dig a little bit deeper into some of the topics I addressed. They can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled, Is Real Estate Investing for You? Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.